The world's largest living ghost town was packed with visitors and overflowing with toilet humor this weekend. The 28th annual Elk Falls Outhouse Tour brought hundreds, if not thousands, of people into the town located just a few miles east of Howard in Elk County. Elk Falls really only has one functioning business besides the post office, and owner Steve Fry explains that the tour is an outgrowth of an event that started at Elk Falls Pottery.
It started off just as our pottery open house in 1980, and then gradually other people started doing things on the same weekend until it grew to a community-wide festival. So it's really providing, you know, some extra income for a lot of local residents.
This year, 21 decorated outhouses were on display around town for attendees to view and vote on their top two choices. Fry says the open house has evolved over the years.
It started kind of as a joke. We were trying to come up with other things to do on the weekend that we had our open house at the pottery. And someone said, oh, we've got a lot of outhouses. And we all laughed and thought, well, you know, we never heard of an outhouse tour. And we tried it kind of as just a joke, but people loved it. And it was quirky enough that we got a lot of publicity.
The event is organized by Friends of Elk Falls and includes live music, a craft and quilt show, plus lots of food. With a population around 100, Elk Falls Mayor Carl Mitchell says most people in town are involved in one way or another, and he enjoys seeing the town fill up with visitors.
For me, it's exciting. It's like, oh my gosh, we've got all these people coming through town, and everybody knows that it's an outhouse tour, so everybody's in a good mood because it's bathroom humor, right? And so everybody just makes a pretty big deal of coming here. We've had this year somebody flying from Pennsylvania, two people from Nebraska. So it's getting out nationally now to where people are actually making the time to come.
And of course, all the outhouses feature a name and a creative description. As for this year's winner, third place went to Brown University by the Burke family. Second was captured by Dumpin' Donuts by Jane Fry. And top awards went to Plumber's Paradise by first-time outhouse designer Bullet Kane. By the way, the post office in Elk Falls still does not have running water. So next time you're in town, be sure to take a peek behind the building where you'll see an honest-to-goodness outhouse still in service. And if you missed out on this year's celebration, well, the outhouses will be on full display next year on a Friday and Saturday before Thanksgiving. I'm James Copeland, KGGF News.